Endless efforts to making the best out of laughingstocks. This is Sound Clip of the Week.
Sound Clip of the Week.
Funny sound clips, outtakes, and memorable audio.
Sound Clip of the Week.
Alright, this is our segment called Sound Clip of the Week, wherein we feature voiceovers, voice talents, actors who've done thousands and numerous bloopers, outtakes, and interesting audio bites from the internet and our database or our records that will, of course, sound interesting in the next 5 minutes. So sit back and relax. We have three audio clips for you to feast on, and our first audio clip of the week is from those voice actors who did the animation TV series Thundercats way back in the 1980s. So if you haven't heard this, I'm pretty sure you'll be amazed by the clarity of the voice talent's performance, but at the same time, how they maintain composure while performing even after they did their bloopers. There are some explicit content, but since your mom is not listening to you right now, I suggest you enjoy this clip. Here we go.
You've got to snap out of it, Lion-O! Call the Thundercats before!
Shut up, you fuck! I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?
Oh, Lion-O! We're not...
What's the matter, Snarf?
I got a cold.
It's when Wile E. Cat and Kid are pretending to be the most helpful that they're dropping their pens on the thing while I'm talking?
And keep your foot off that blasted samoflange.
What the fuck is a samoflange?
I have to do that again.
I'm going to put this one right between her pretty.
That's the line of the show right here.
Let's find the mega condenser. I'm saying that too fast. Let's find the mega condenser. Still going too fast.
What's wrong, Lion-O?
Oh, fuck, here it is again.
What's here again?
That thing, that mega thing.
Want me to say it?
Yes! Thunder! 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 Thundercats! I'm going too high!
Motherfucker!
There you go, the Thundercats in their glorious blooper days. Our next clip features, believe it or not, Sylvester Stallone trying to sing. I don't know if this album even made it out of the recording booth. You know, some actors insist on singing. And these are the actual recording sessions of Sylvester Stallone. I really don't know the title of the song. Anyway, just listen.
I can't fight it, no. Cause it's growing inside me, no.
Yeah!
Cause it's growing inside me, no.
We don't listen to that one.
Control, and I know there ain't no cure. I can't fight it, no. Cause it's growing inside me, no. I'm coming down with a bad case of love. No, no.
That's how I feel. See, I think the one.
That was it. No.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No.
Yeah. Try it.
That's the one that feels natural. No. Gold is growing inside me. No. I'm coming down with the bad case of love. Coming down, coming down, coming down, 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 down. And I know there ain't no cure. I can't fight it, no. Because it's growing inside me.
So there's hope. I mean, if the guy has tried to sing and resurrect Rambo at the same time, there's hope for you. Our third and final audio clip is an interesting piece. It's just something interesting, the way they sang it. The song was featured in that movie Moulin Rouge. And here's another way you can sing the song, if you can. Have a listen.
Very strange and chanted boy. They say he wandered very far, over land and sea. A little shy and sad of eye.
The Box Club Radio Show. All right, there you go. Thank you very much. And that's our sound clip of the week. Audio bites from all over the globe trying to make way through your speakers and headsets and headphones. Get ready for a final segment called Studio Adventures.
Box Club. Box Club.
The Box Club Radio Show.
The Studio Adventures! Studio tips and unforgettable experiences sex play. Studio Adventures! True confessions of the ranting vocal cords. Studio Adventure!
The Vox Club Radio Show.
We're going to talk about serious relationships between you and a producer. Or at least a caster or agent. Anyway, it's about my studio trips and what I encounter inside the studio. In this segment, we can also talk about questions you may have regarding voiceovers. You know, the fun part about this segment is that everything we say here is actually true, okay? So whatever it is that I'm about to reveal to you actually happened. Hopefully, you might learn from it and, you know, do something about it. If it's fun, then hopefully you get to do it again. Okay, before I tell you my story, I'd like to invite you to email me for questions and comments and reactions at voxclub.ph@gmail.com. That's voxclub.ph@gmail.com, alright? So here's our story. Okay, there was once an occasion where the agency listened to my voice and they liked it. And they called me up and asked me if I could come in at 5 in the afternoon to do a couple of scripts for a presentation or a study. So whenever you hear the word study, what this means is that the product or the material that you are about to record will have to be reviewed by the client over and over again before they even try to finalize things and call you back again to redo whatever it is that you've done or ask someone else better or at least good looking to do those lines for you. So here am I trying to do a study. For the sake of all, the name of the studio is Adform. When I got to the studio, they asked me to wait for a while for the scripts to come in. Unfortunately, the writer is not yet finished with the other materials that she wants me to record. So here I am trying to figure out if I'm going to wait for the other scripts or to come back tomorrow. I waited for the other scripts to come in. Of course, you have to be very generous and patient in the voiceover world. Yes. We started at 8 with one script. I performed my best and they liked it. They sent it to the internet again for the client to hear. Later that hour, I learned that I was supposed to do like 5 scripts that night. It was 8 p.m. The next script came in at 11 p.m. So you can just imagine how long I was waiting since 5 p.m. that day. And I wanted to go home. I wanted to rest my voice. I wanted to, you know, just relax. Just give it up already. But the thought of doing and performing and impressing the client came first and foremost in my mind. So I waited, okay? I did the 11 o'clock script, which was about a minute and a half long. It was again for a presentation, for a study, because voice actors are very good storytellers. Instead of the agency talking or presenting the idea to the client, what they will do is hire voice actors to perform for them, so it's just basically a story that you will read, or perform for that matter. So after the 11 o'clock, the next script came at 2 in the morning. I really had to stay awake. You can't sleep because the voice will change. Because if you rest, your muscles will relax. And if you relax too much, of course the voice will lose its consistency in the delivery. You have to warm up again to give it the prime boost that you want, okay, before performing. Remember, you have to warm up. That's another topic or tip that we have to discuss in the near future. At 2 o'clock, I performed. Again, I performed the next script at 4 o'clock, and the final script came at 6 a.m. the following day. So the whole night, I was there at that studio performing for 5 scripts. Now, you may be wondering why I had to do that. You may be asking me, why do I have to stay that long? Is it that tedious to do a job in voiceovers? I mean, you have to wait for hours to do things on end. Now, I did this at a time when I was still trying to impress the producers and the client to choose me over other voiceover talents. So, here I am, and I did that, and I performed, and I stayed up late, trying not to sleep while everyone in that studio was taking a nuke. Even the producer asked me if I could lie down. They have big couches there. You can just relax and, you know, snooze off and they'll just wake you up when the script comes. But I never slept that night. And the director, the voice coach that I was working with, Jerry McNair, was so impressed with what I did. He actually could not believe me staying that late just to wait for scripts until the following day. So even though we were doing something for a project that I may not end up doing, you know, the mere fact that you stayed there with the producer, the director, and the client, the writer himself or herself rather, still thinking and finalizing before she delivers for a presentation that she will have to submit at 9 in the morning, the sacrifice that you had to do by staying up late and performing is part of the reality of voiceovers. Sometimes we have to go to extremes to measure up to their expectations. And now what I did, of course, is I overcame those expectations. I went over the top by staying up late and trying to maintain the consistency of my voice and still sounding perky and storytelling type, if there's a word for that, to perform, you know? In the end, they kept calling me back and they would always remember me as the morning guy because I would be there like so early in the morning. In fact, I never slept. And they could even ask me to like go there at 6 a.m. and I would still be there. These are mini sacrifices that you have to do, that you have to live with if you want to be really good at voice acting, you know? You live with an industry that is very demanding, especially in the world of advertising, and you have to know what it takes, what you have to give, in order for you to get back something. You can send in your comments and your reactions about this via email. Again, that's voxclub.ph@gmail.com. Again, I'd like to thank everyone for making our maiden episode a success. Thank you very much for staying with me in the last 20 minutes. Of course, I won't see you, but I'll see you again next week for another episode of the Vox Club Radio Show with your silly DJ Big Brian. You take care now. Remember to keep hydrated, stay focused, perform, and most of all, love what you're doing, and you'll never work a day in your life.
The Vox Club Radio Show.
God bless, and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Vox Club Radio Show. No part of this program may be reproduced without the written consent of the Vox Club Radio Show. For inquiries, comments, or feedbacks, please email voxclub.ph@gmail.com. Visit our website at voiceoverguide.blogspot.com. All rights reserved, 2009.